have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh. Can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams, too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
202 in the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. What a little Hall & Oates.
What John was always looking for. A rich girl.
I still am.
Yeah.
You've
done all right by yourself. It's okay.
The thing that's sad about this, Mace, are you aware of this? That Hall & Oates are suing each other?
I know. Whose side are you on?
Well, Hall's the one with the voice.
I'm with Oates.
Oates has got the mustache, right?
I think Oates is the guy that's getting screwed here.
Yeah, no. Oates is... Andrew Ridgeway. What was that guy's name?
Andrew Ridgely from Wham?
Yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah.
They have a restraining order.
The talent is Hall.
See, I think Oates is probably in the right.
Imagine
but he probably is, but Hall is the one with the talent, so I'm with Hall.
A restraining order between them.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, Ireland didn't even get a restraining order when you got him fired.
No, that's true. He did not. That is true.
I look to bring it up at least three times a month.
If he hadn't been fired, I wouldn't. The restraining order wouldn't have worked because I was trying to get him back the entire
time. When I present you got Humpty back together again.
Yeah, you did. Well, you needed it. When I present you guys at the Hall of Fame, I'm working that in.
Well, that's right. Presenting us at the Hall of Fame.
Well, you're the one that asked him. You could have invited anybody.
It was a weak moment.
Should I bring Sedona with me?
No, he's not going to get up that early. It's a breakfast.
Is it a breakfast?
Yeah. It's a breakfast.
We got to be in the valley at 8 in the morning.
How long does your speech have to be?
Yeah, how long? Well, I got to talk to Pete Arbogast and find out.
Well, I mean, I want you to say all the nice stuff you possibly can.
Well, I will.
Yeah.
So in his own inimitable way.
Inimitable.
I got a lot. And by the way, this is tough for me. I got a lot of enemies in that room.
The reason, I know. The reason why
so do they, though.
The reason why I wanted Morales to do it is that he's got a sense of the history of Los Angeles radio.
This is true.
And that's why I want it, because of your dad and because you're involved in the industry.
Why didn't we ask Mucho to do it?
We could ask Mucho.
He'd probably be kinder
than me.
Mucho
would have been great. No, that's why I wanted you to do it.
He would have been nicer than Chris will be.
Why didn't you have Dave Singer to do it?
Dave Singer would have been a great presenter. Yeah.
No, Dave Singer would be super long-winded.
Dave likes to start sentences with, what's if I...
Do you remember when we were doing Trial of the Century and Sliwa called Dave as a character witness? And
terrible.
Dave went on for... It was like Elgin Baylor, his statue ceremony. Bill Withers talked for 25 minutes.
Weirdly, I have no memory of this. I wonder
that
why.
Wasn't the day you got hammered.
Yes, it was.
Oh, it was?
Oh, yes, it was.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought
Trial
of the Century
Day.
Oh.
I hated it. I drank my way through that trial.
2 o'clock call of the daytime.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Jerry in L.A. Jerry, good afternoon. Jerry?
Hey, guys, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, John, you might know this, John.
Okay.
You might know this, John. During the Laker games, when the Lakers were playing the Clippers and the Clippers went for a three-point shot, you complained the Lakers didn't foul the guy. This way they don't get a three-point shot opportunity.
Right.
But over the years, I believe it could be an unwritten rule that the NBA had, because even in Phil Jackson years, I remember that the Lakers would never foul. They would allow the shot. And it went both ways, you know?
Yeah, it depends who the coach is. Darvin Jerry does not like to foul. Michael, actually, you have always been with me on this, Michael. And the other night, for some reason, you didn't want to foul.
Well, I've said as soon as he catches the ball, they should foul. But once he started dribbling the ball up, then you don't want to risk it reaching in because you might catch him on the way up.
Right. But
on the catcher. I always say follow the catch.
Mace, there were 4 seconds left in the game,
right?
And they actually had a foul to give. Yep. So if they would have fouled on the catch, then they would have had to bring him in again. That would have eaten up a second.
No, they were out of fouls. They had the next foul would have been free throws.
No. So the Lakers only had 2 team fouls at
that
point.
I know, but they committed one and they had to inbound it again.
Right.
And that's when they...
So that would be a foul. That would be 2.
Put them on the line, yeah.
And then we're up 3.
Up 3.
Yeah, it'd still be up 1 with about 2 seconds
to go. Well, what's the rationale for not doing it?
Coaches are afraid the guys are going to foul them in the act of shooting.
And I guess, playing devil's advocate, you could miss the second free throw on purpose, kick it out to a guy for a quick 3, and you could lose.
If you can get the rebound.
Right. But there's a whole... I just think... And Michael and I have done... tons of games like this. We've seen it too many times where a team is down 3. The only thing that matters is they take a 3. So they relax and they make it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you're in overtime when you don't want to be.
Exactly.
So I would have fouled.
All right.
And now what is the Detroit Lions fight song?
So a lot of times people will make a song to pushed their team.
Yeah, like the guy that did the Rams songs for us. Those songs are all really good.
Yeah, Jeremiah Witten from, I think he's from San Diego, did those songs. So I came across the actual song that the Lions use. This is Gridiron Hero, Heroes. I want you to tell me what you think. And the growl at the end.
Serious question.
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
No, it's 100% real.
That is the biggest piece of crap I think I've ever heard.
That's
100%
real.
Level.
When was it written?
I think it's an olden timey song.
Michael's right. It sounded like Rodney Dangerfield from Back to School making up a song.
Lions. Yeah, it's terrible.
I kind of like it. It's kind of catchy.
The San Diego Supercharger song is better
correct.
Than that.
Of course, Michael liked it. If anybody was going to like that song, 75,000-year-old Michael
corny.
Everybody,
it is so corny, that song.
Everything can't be rap. You got to enjoy all the genres.
No, it doesn't have to be rap. It can be just a modern-sounding song.
First of all, that dude can't sing.
He can't sing. They got somebody
I thought
who can't
it was
sing
Mason singing in the beginning.
Hey, Mason can sing.
Good growl, though. I like the growl.
Pepe, come in here. What are you just staring at us for? Pepe.
All right.
I like. By the way, the second growl is the one that really got me. Because there's one growl, and then you added a growl?
I cut it. Cut the growl.
There it is.
That's scary.
Oh, they're scary. Yeah. We're going to rip their hearts out.
All right, did you guys see the clip?
But wait a minute. If a lion and a ram had a fight, who's going to win?
Lion.
Lion.
There you go.
I don't know. Ram would run, right?
Well, yeah, but
lion's faster than a ram.
No, Ram could go up in the bush, up on the mountains. It won't catch him in the mountains.
Well, you don't think a lion can go up in the mountains?
No, lions are not good climbers.
They can't climb
not good
like
climbers
that,
at all.
Right, Pepe knows that. You know him, right,
lion.
Pepe?
Lions are not good climbers.
No, they're not. No.
All right. Did you guys see the clip of the reporter in Green Bay doing the live shot outside the stadium?
Yeah.
So, Michael, she's doing a live shot talking about the Packers game coming up this weekend. And Jaire Alexander, their two-time Pro Bowl cornerback, rocks right up to her and crashes the live shot. But she doesn't know it's him. Listen to this. You got it, Brian.
Bring that energy right to Texas.
Just one of us play it.
There we go.
Bring that energy right to Texas.
I'm just here to tell you, Pack is back.
You heard it from a fan right here. Pack is back.
She rolled right through it. She wrapped up her live report and never fazed her.
So this reminded me of the second greatest piece of sound we've ever aired on the Mason Iron Show. The best piece of sound we've ever aired is Nickell Roby Coleman saying he laid that boy out on a Waffle House frying pan.
Yeah. Actually, here it is.
Obviously, I smacked his ass. You feel me? Put that boy on a Waffle House frying pan.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
After he sent the Rams to the Super Bowl, he went home, got drunk, went on Instagram, and did that.
Yes.
This is my second favorite piece of sound. A reporter in Salt Lake City gets sent out to do a story about why people aren't going to jazz games. So she does a man on the street interview. And she sees some guy walking down the street and says, would you talk to me about this? And here's how it went.
This isn't going over the air, by the way.
Greg said it didn't go over the air.
It was
air.
Only on one side. It was only on the right channel. The left side didn't go through.
So if you're sitting on the left side of the car,
that means
you didn't hear it.
It went half over the air. But the
if you're sitting on the right side of your car, did you hear it?
No one heard that.
Anyway, Jordan Clarkson was standing there. And, you know, this happened to Clay once.
Yeah, New York.
Clay was walking down the street in New York. Did you pull that one, Brian?
No, we don't have
okay, so Clay was walking down the street in New York, and some guy goes, hey, can I talk to you about scaffolding?
Oh, yeah.
And Clay goes, yeah, sure. And he interviewed Clay Thompson about
scaffolding
in New York City for
like that's funny.
3 minutes and put him in the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, but what they didn't know it was Clay.
Yeah.
Of course not. But in Salt Lake City, this reporter should know what Jordan Clarkson looks like.
Yeah, so she gets,
absolutely. I mean, it's her job to cover the team, right?
My favorite part of that is, have you been to any jazz games this year?
Yeah, a lot.
Seen a few. All right, coming up next, who had a great year, who had a bad year among NFL quarterbacks? So we're going to do that coming up next.
I'll tell you.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Guru.
All right, if you listen to our show, you know that Mirror Audio Video in Westwood has been serving L.A. sports fans for more than 40 years, and they've been with us from the beginning. Isaac and Roy and the team at Mirror can deliver for you the best-in-class products, services, and design that others just don't offer. Every TV I own, I bought at Mirror. I think because more people are building home theaters now. home improvements, home theater design, everybody's got a big TV. This is where Mirror can help you immensely. If you've dreamed of a full theater experience in your house, you got to call Isaac and Roy. The care for quality and detail, delivering you the very best experience, that's Mirror. Mirror set up all the TVs here. Mirror set up all the TVs at Crypto. Every single time with every single client. Any questions on what you can buy, what works, what doesn't work, just do like we do and call Mirror Audio Video today. Here's the number. 310-234-4010. That's 310-234-4010 or check them out at mirroraudiovideo.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ah, yes, indeed.
Oh, come back, baby.
Nothing like a little player on a Tuesday afternoon, a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. Now, before we bring in the Tijuana Tornado,
yeah,
Pepe Montilla, that's what I'm going to start calling Pepe. And we got to share a mic today. It's a long story.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry about it. But I want to thank our friends at Service Titan because now the segments when Pepe and Michael Thompson come together.
Right.
Are called the Service Titan Shoot Around. Service Titan, the all-in-one tech solution for contractors that connects your entire HVAC, electrical.
Good for Service Titan. Wow.
This connects your entire HVAC, electrical, and plumbing operation on a single software platform. ServiceTitan.com. We love the folks over there at Service Titan. The Tijuana Tornado, Pepe Montilla.
Yes.
Michael Thompson, the Bahamian the Beauty.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that?
Bahamas Beast.
Oh, beautiful. Now we'll be known as the Service Titan Shoot-Around.
Very nice.
On Lakers Nights, where we get ready for Lakers basketball. Meanwhile, Pepe, I'm just going to hand the mic off.
There you go. Pepe!
Mason in Ireland continues right now.
Pepe, good afternoon.
All right. Hey, Pepe, will you please tell Mason to quit spreading false rumors about Darvin Ham and
not
saying he's about to be fired?
No, first of all, can you not mischaracterize my
what
position?
What is your position?
Bad January, goodbye Ham.
Mm-hmm.
Bad January.
It's January 9th.
Correct.
If
he is a bad January, if they come out of this next 9-game stretch at 3-6 or 2-7, or it's a disaster, then
happening.
I think he's in trouble. I know you don't think it's happening, but in the world of hypothetical.
Yeah, what I think is not happening is they're not going to have a bad January.
Okay. I mean, I hope not.
Yeah, that Clipper game was the springboard.
You think the Clipper game was the start?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be
they're back.
Right. Tell them, Pepe.
Totally.
Because the team is... Look, I'm sitting with employees of the team.
You're outnumbered.
It's 1-on-3 here.
You started to say we can't be objective?
You're not allowed to be objective.
You, no.
What?
Michael can.
Michael, you
Pepe
can?
Pepe and I cannot.
Cannot be
yes,
objective.
You can be.
No.
Come on, the Lakers aren't that sensitive.
They get mad at me when Mason rips them.
Correct.
They get mad at me.
That's because you don't correct them.
I just did.
Yeah, so let me... I'll do the quarterback thing in a minute here, but since you brought that up, and Pepe, have you gotten a word to, gotten a chance to get a word in here?
Right now?
Yeah, Darvin Ham. Where are you? Is he a fine?
He's okay.
There you go. There's the official.
He's okay.
Oh, deep, Pepe.
He's okay. Everybody's a general manager. Everybody wants to change everything when they lose. They win. Oh no, it's okay. They lose. Oh, fire everybody.
Oh, can you believe you that? Know? That's the so. In other words, when they win, everybody's really happy, and when they lose, everybody's really upset.
The sky is falling. Welcome to Sports Talk Radio, Pepe.
Did you have a problem with him talking about that on Friday after the game against
Memphis? Memphis
what
when they
specifically
got clobbered by Memphis.
Say?
Specifically the quote, and I've got it pulled aside here, Bergman. Do you have it?
I don't have it right in front of me, but you said you did.
Yeah, I do. This is the NBA, man. This is a marathon. You have to look at the totality of the picture. I'm tired of people living and dying every single game we play. It's ludicrous. Actually, it's like, come on, man, this is a marathon, and we hit a tough stretch. Now, if you don't want to live in a world where everybody's living and dying on every game, you don't want to be the head coach of the Lakers. This is the Lakers nation. Everybody gets up, everybody gets down based on the performance of the team.
I actually agree with you here.
Who said that?
Darvin.
I think one of the fun things about being a Laker fan is that
riding the roller coaster.
Every game is a little piece of you dies if you lose. And it determines your mood. You know, if you're a Laker fan, you've been in a bad mood until that win the other night.
Is that why you've been in such a bad mood, Michael? Is because of the losing streak?
No, because I have faith that the Lakers are going to bounce back.
Yeah, but what has made you so grumpy the last couple of weeks?
Why do you think I'm grumpy?
I don't know, you've been very grumpy.
No, that was just that one day.
Was I grumpy that day?
Your name should be the Bahamian Grinch.
Why? The Bahamian Grinch!
Totally. We have the best fans in the world.
Yes.
Okay. The Laker fans, and they're entitled.
But don't you like that they live and die with every game?
They're entitled to their opinion, of course. But I mean, let's talk about this, okay? And you guys probably remember this. When the game was going on, 2:47 left in the game, and then the Clippers didn't have any more timeouts.
Right.
Remember that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because he went for Kawhi.
He did a challenge that he lost.
And everybody knew that wasn't going to work. And then he asked for another timeout, and then there's no more timeouts. 2:47, I said, this is not good. Whenever he needed the timeout, the Lakers gave him the timeout because the Lakers had more timeouts, and then that was okay. And then Kawhi Leonard wasn't playing at one time when he was supposed to play.
Yeah, that was weird.
Minutes restriction.
He had a minutes restriction. Yeah. They just said, you're not.
Although, crazy. Would this work, other than the mandatory timeouts, the ones you need for the TV breaks? So, for example, tonight in the first quarter, there'll be a break when we go inside 7 minutes. There'll be another one when we go inside three. And then the second quarter, there's actually three. There's one more. Other than those breaks, which you need to sell commercials, I think every other timeout should be 30 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Would that work?
I agree with you.
Well, how long are they normally? 2 minutes?
Yeah, like 2.5.
Well, at least 1 minute. Should be 1 minute. No more than that.
But I just think that we have too much stoppage.
Oh, yeah. Especially with the call reviews,
too. Way too much,
Especially when they have the review
and then
calls.
The other thing that you mentioned yesterday, and I was also thinking about it, the Lakers had that foul to give.
Yeah, I would have fouled. I would have fouled at the end. Michael actually has been with me on this for a long time, but he, for some reason, do you even know why you didn't want to foul there?
Yes, I said they had no. If they'd have fouled, they would give him two shots. They used the foul before that, and they had to re-inbound the ball. But I said foul on the catch. Once you allow a guy to turn and start coming up the court, if you reach in and he can start going up for a shot, then it's too late.
Foul on the catch.
That's what I always say, Pepe.
But the other night you said no, play it out.
It's too late. I said it was too late. Now you got to play it out. Because the Norman Powell would have raised up. And
but I think
if
you're a Laker fan, you have to get used to the fact that Darvin doesn't like to foul in those situations.
No, right.
We've seen it. We've seen it in – well, no. Jeff Van Gundy used to always do it.
He does.
But you have a foul to give.
No, we were out of fouls,
No,
Pepe.
Wait a minute. They did have a foul to give.
They used.
They had a foul to give.
No, Pepe's right. There was only the third team foul if they would have committed it.
Which got the thing down to 4 seconds. And then if they would have fouled it, to put Norman Powell on the line. But for two shots, would have been fine.
But 2 seconds.
Exactly.
When there's only 4 seconds left in the game, 2 seconds is a lot.
Yeah, long time.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Michael, I mean, really, seriously, you should be thinking of what you said because it doesn't make any sense what you're saying.
Yes.
As usual.
I was right.
No, you're
right. Well, no, he was right. Did they win?
Yeah.
There you go.
So then he gets the high ground there.
Yeah.
I said foul. They didn't foul, and they won the game.
They won the game. So
more power to
it. It worked out at the end.
No, good or bad quarterbacks?
Okay. Good or bad quarterbacks?
You know, I'm a quarterback whisperer.
I have got a list of the top 10 quarterbacks in terms of QBR, which is one of the – there are two measurements. There's QBR and there's quarterback
rating. All right, three strikes and we're out?
Three strikes and you're out.
All right.
10 best quarterbacks of 2023.
Michael, one for sure is Brock Purdy.
Yeah, we've got all the obvious ones. Brock and Lamar, of course.
No, don't – I do not think Lamar is top 10 in QBR.
Okay.
But you're going to say
– I'm going to say Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy's number one.
Okay.
Dak Prescott's got to be
there. Yep, Dak's got to be there.
Number two.
Yeah.
I think Tua is there. What do you guys think? from what he did early in the season?
I don't think so.
I do.
Michael Tua, yes or no?
Yeah, he's there.
All right, we'll try Tua.
Number 10.
Okay, so we barely made it in.
What about Josh Allen?
That's what I was going to say. By the last 5-6 weeks, he's been fantastic.
Josh Allen, you going to go with?
Sure.
Number 3.
Okay. What about Mahomes?
He didn't have that great of a year.
Yeah, 27-14. 27 touchdowns, 14 interceptions.
I don't think Mahomes is there. I'm thinking.
Kelsey didn't have a good
game. Oh, what about Hurts?
The guy from Texas.
Not Hurts.
Oh, CJ Stroud?
Yeah,
got to be there. CJ Stroud, that's a good one.
Number 15.
Okay, that's our first strike. I was with you, Pepe.
Interception.
Justin Herbert or no?
No.
Matthew Stafford?
Stafford's got to
Stafford,
be
Stafford, probably.
All right, let's do Stafford.
Number 6.
Okay.
So you are missing number 4, number 5, number 7, number 8, number 9. You've actually got a bunch
Jared
of
Goff. Goff. Goff had a good year.
Yep. Yeah. We'll go Goff.
Jared Goff, number 14.
Okay, so that's two strikes.
Whoa.
All right, so let's
You've said some of the names.
What, Jalen Hurts?
Lamar.
Maybe?
I've got to go with Lamar.
It's got to be Lamar.
I'm agreeing on Lamar.
Yeah, me too.
If I'm the only one, go ahead.
Lamar, number 4.
You hate Lamar.
because he doesn't have a lot of touchdown passes, so I didn't think he had it.
But this factors in everything, including his running ability.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, if that's the case, then...
What about...
You've said one of the names.
Is it really Herbert?
You've said two of the names.
Okay, hold on a second.
Well, we only said Hurts and Herbert otherwise.
No, we've talked about other people.
No, we haven't.
Did we do Tua? Did we say
yeah,
Tua?
Did Tua.
We said Mahomes.
What about Jordan Love?
Wait a minute.
He had a hot final
I was
month.
Kind of thinking Love, too. But
would you guys say Love over Mahomes?
I always said Love, and you guys criticized me because I said he was a good quarterback, and look, now he's
all right, well, Greg,
in the
should
playoffs.
We go Jordan Love or Patrick Mahomes?
I would
pick
go.
One.
Jeez, Mahomes, but he's got to be there. I'll go Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Mahomes is number 7.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Should we do Jordan Love also? Might as well. We got 3 more. Jordan Love.
Number 9.
Wow. All right, so what are we missing?
You're missing number
4,
5, and number 8.
Okay,
5 and 8.
5 and 8.
How about Jalen Hurts?
Hurts? Yeah, he struggled the last month.
He really struggled.
You mentioned one of these guys.
Okay, wait a second. Let's figure some things out here.
Joe Flacco? He's been hot.
No, Herbert.
Trevor Lawrence? Justin Herbert?
Laura's screaming Justin Herbert, so...
Laura, you think Justin Herbert?
Yeah, and he said we've mentioned
okay, that. Justin Herbert.
Number 5.
Oh, all right,
so,
go,
so you're missing only number 8.
Okay, this is it.
That's a charger.
Should I
have we mentioned
You've not mentioned his name.
See, white or black?
We didn't mention
Wait a minute.
Well, there's a bunch of black guys there.
He's white.
All right, and how about this? AFC or NFC?
NFC.
American or foreign?
Okay.
Danny Dimes.
This
kidding.
Is not
kidding.
The NBA.
NFC. So let's bounce
Zach
around. We already did Dak Prescott. I don't think it's Sam Howell.
No.
I don't think it's anybody on the Giants. We haven't said Jalen Hurts.
You haven't said Jalen Hurts. Got to be Hurts.
No, he said we did not mention him yet.
Okay.
Number 8 is not someone that's
been
mentioned.
Yeah, not somebody you've talked about.
All right, so let's keep going.
Should I give a hint?
Baker. That's a good guess,
Brian.
Wait
a minute. What about Justin Fields?
He said he's white.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
yeah, I did
so
say he's
gotta,
white.
It's got to be Baker.
It's Baker.
Derek Carr or Baker?
No, it's not Derek Carr. Derek Carr sucks.
Let's go. Well, I say we go Baker.
I'm agreeing. That's Brian.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
Who was it?
It was, you probably wouldn't have gotten it. Kirk Cousins.
Oh, he got hurt.
Number 9. Well, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Mason didn't make up the list.
I'm not the one, the keeper of this. I'm just reading.
Yeah. He played like 5 games.
Yeah. I wonder if he's done or if he's going to come back somewhere. He's a free agent.
I think he's
right?
done in Minnesota.
Yeah, he's a free agent, I think.
Michael Penix in Minnesota.
There you go. All right. Tell you what, coming up next, why don't we. This is interesting. How do we feel about anonymous sources?
Hate them.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
Michael hasn't mastered the art of the tease.
Thank you for blowing the tease, Michael. But we'll talk about anonymous sources next. Mesa in Ireland. It is the Service Titan Shootaround. Pepe's here. Michael Thompson is here. 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know it's Yacht Rock when it's a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland, 2:30 in the Southland. Little service time shoot around. The great Michael Thompson's here and the Tijuana Tornado, Pepe Montilla. Meanwhile, I don't know if the tornado's going to be there Monday, but you know who will be at the Ralph's?
Pepe, I'll be disappointed if you don't show
Pepe,
up at Ralph's.
Are you coming to Ralph's on Monday?
He doesn't have... There's a game that day, too.
There is a game.
Like Carl, we need this picture of us. Like,
oh, it's adorable. It's just adorable.
It's not going to be easy, but I'll try.
Okay, Pepe, you smell nice. Fair enough. What kind of cologne is that?
Yeah, get away from him.
Meanwhile, that is the Ralph's in Redondo Beach at 1413 Hawthorne Boulevard. Mason and Ireland will be there. Derek Fisher, Sasha will be there. Your chance at courtside seats.
Steven Morales, will Steve be there?
No, I got to be at Yamava. We're going back-to-back
remotes. By the way, is that crazy? We're live at Ralph's, then they're live at Yamava.
Good.
We're all over.
You know what that means?
Oh, what Pepe, does that mean, Pepe? There we go. Adorable.
That we are alive.
Thank you, Pepe.
Thank you, Pepe.
Meanwhile.
That's an update. Breaking news.
Well, Mason doesn't look alive today.
Yeah, I look fine.
Mason in Ireland, Monday. Be sure to be there, 1 to 4 p.m. It's not often that John's excited about a remote.
Yeah, I am about this one.
You just need to get him to a Ralph's.
BB Go. No, because of the BB Go truck. Beautiful. The BB Go truck. The sampler plate. Greg, what's in that sampler plate that we had seven of?
Oh, you got big wontons.
There's wontons in there. There was
dumplings.
Like there was dumplings. There was some orange chicken in there.
What else was in there, Carlo? There was like some...
supposedly their
Bourbon
best...
Bourbon and I will be competing chicken. To see who can
supposedly
the most sampler
supposedly their best-selling plate. Item is the giant dumplings. I read a big article about there's a giant dumpling shortage. They're trying to get them to everybody.
No,
everybody wants the giant dumplings.
Pepe, you like giant dumplings?
Of course. Anything from Baby Go. Anything.
That sounds like a Laker employee right there.
You smell good, too.
Oh, very nice.
Why don't you two get a room and go smell each other?
Seriously. See if, go over to the East Central.
Pepe.
All right, so there was a story that came out this week. By the way, Service Titan shoot around. Pepe's here. Michael Thompson is here. Lakers versus Toronto tonight. We got the game for you here on 710 ESPN.
You know what that means, by the way, Mace? Two anthems.
Oh, right, the double anthem.
Could you sing O Canada if you had to?
I think O Canada may be a tougher song to sing than... You've got to have a pretty pure voice to do O Canada.
Yeah, I wonder... they normally have the same person sing both, right?
Yeah, they'll do both.
So
yeah.
We'll see who does it tonight.
So there was this article that came out last week about six different sources. This is Shams and... who am I missing? Jovan Buha. Six different sources explaining off the record that they are, there's a disconnect between players and Darvin Ham. And so Darvin talked about this Friday. He said, the one thing that's crazy is that it reminds me of when I used to watch 60 Minutes with my father in the 80s. In one particular show, they were talking about La Cosa Nostra and the Mafia, and these guys were starting to go to trial, and their star witness shows up with a black paper sack over his head and shades. Due to fear, the name can't really be released. And so it seems this is the standard of reporting now for the NBA. People on the internet and whatever. I don't want to disrespect anybody in the room, but when you say the source is anonymous by choice and they don't want to put their name on something, but they want to give you the information and then take the information and now everybody gets a chance to dissect it and spread it all over the world in their own way, it's kind of disingenuous. And I wish we were at a place where people are firm enough to stand on what they're saying and maybe we can have a real dialogue and get to it. Six anonymous sources. How do you feel about anonymous sources?
I think that most major stories in the world don't get broken without anonymous sources. But having said that, for example, if you've ever seen the movie All the President's Men, the whole reason that thing worked is because of Deep Throat.
Mark Felt
was an FBI guy.
Yeah.
But let me add this caveat. I don't think we need anonymous sources in sports.
You don't think so?
It's not like we're not life and death here. If you think the Laker coach or the Rams coach is doing a bad job, why wouldn't you put your name on it?
Yeah, I hate it. Anybody can make up some anonymous sources told me that Steph Curry wants to get traded from the Warriors. Come on, you can make up anything.
Let's suppose, who do you think the anonymous sources are?
Players.
players.
Yeah.
This is players going to reporters and saying, I don't like the way
well,
this
the other
is
way
blah,
around.
Blah, blah.
The reporters are going to players.
Well, players are saying it, though, candidly.
Right.
You don't think they might be agents, too?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, agents?
Yeah. I mean, players talking to their agents.
It can be a lot of people. Now, John, you raise an interesting point, and I think this is fair. We're not talking about breaking Watergate wide open.
Right.
We're talking about the Lakers on a losing streak.
Yeah.
Does that require anonymous sources?
Personally, I don't think so, but I'm not going to kill Shams or Jovan for doing this.
No.
They're just doing their job.
They're journalists.
How do you know it's true?
Well,
why would they make it up?
I trust them.
Two guys making it up and clicks. Six different sources?
You get more money if you get more anonymous sources.
Yeah, I don't.
Ask Adam Schefter.
I've read everything Jovan's ever written. I just don't think he makes
no,
it up.
No, there's no way he makes
it
up. There's no
I don't
way.
Know.
He's a credible journalist. There's no way.
But I don't think he would risk his job.
Two bylines, Shams and Jovan, and six anonymous sources.
How are you going to prove it's not anonymous?
Well, you can't.
Well, Michael actually makes a good point here, Mace. Yeah. There is nothing stopping me from going on the radio right like next segment and saying, I have anonymously sourced that.
How many sources do you have?
Sean McVay is going to Amazon
at
the
end of the season. How many sources
do you have? Three.
Yeah, you can make up anything.
If you do have three sources, then you should run with it. Now, if you're wrong,
how do you know if I'm telling the truth?
Yeah,
how do you
know? You know what I think about this? I always said this. For me, those people that are talking about whatever sports or whatever it is, it's like when people go out shooting for ducks and it's cloudy.
Yes,
but you hear the ducks over the clouds, and then you shoot, and then a duck, is killed.
Yeah,
and then they said that's the one that I was saying.
Right,
that's right, Pepe. Good analogy.
It is.
Somebody, this is how things start. Somebody just sent out a tweet.
Oh,
James
no.
Porras,
anonymous sources.
Warriors insider Michael Thompson says Steph Curry wants a trade.
Oh, there you go.
Insider.
It's already
now somebody's
started.
Pick
no, the comparable one would be Michael Thompson tweeting, I've been told that, right? Anonymous source tells me that.
Yeah, exactly. I hate anonymous sources.
Yeah, I think when you've got a bunch of them.
I think we need anonymous sources in general, but when it comes to sports, are they necessary? What do you think?
John, I am in the business of talking about stuff on the radio, and we have gotten three solid days out of that story from Jovan Buha.
No, yeah, you got to talk about it, but I'm just saying, how do you know it's true? That's all I'm saying.
There's some people that you respect and others that you don't.
Yeah, and I don't believe those are two guys that are like absolutely legit. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, if this was
I agree with you.
Joe Blow from I don't
or
I'm
who's that guy? Who's
Steve
that
Mays. Guy?
If it was John Heyman, I would say no.
I don't believe it. Greg, who's that guy? Jordan, somebody that we
Schultz.
Yeah,
Jordan
that,
Schultz.
That like half the stuff he predicts doesn't happen.
But now he's actually gotten really big, and he's getting a lot of things right. He got the whole thing with Russell Wilson about being
he was
benched,
ahead of the
right?
curve
yeah,
on that.
Back in the day, he was just making stuff up, but now
yeah,
he's doing
now
it
he's
right.
legit.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna do some What's Up Fool coming up next, it's the Service Titan Shooter. I love when we have Pepe and Michael here.
Speak for yourself.
I am speaking for myself. I love when we have Pepe and Michael. Well,
thank you. Thank you.
The Michael part.
You're welcome.
The
yes.
Pepe part. Oof.
All right. In the meantime, hey, if you are a motorcyclist, and God bless you, I would not ride a motorcycle, couldn't ride a motorcycle. You love that freedom of beating the traffic. I'm always envious of those guys who come splitting lanes and get home way before me. Now, there is, of course, a huge risk when you're riding a motorcycle. All it takes is for one dummy to be distracted and not see you. Now, obviously, motorcycle accidents are usually more serious than an auto accident, and my friend Jacob Imrani is an expert at handling motorcycle accidents. He's been doing this for 25 years, helping motorcyclists in Southern California. He knows your rights. And he can help you get the medical care you need without waiting. So if you or a friend or a loved one have been injured in a motorcycle accident, call Jacob right away. Let him help get you back on your bike and once again be the king of the road. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident. Or injury, call Jacob Imrani. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com and don't forget to follow Jacob on Instagram and Facebook. It's at call.jacob. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Libre, Eau de Parfum Intense by Yves Saint Laurent. The sultry vanilla signature. The fragrance for those who do what they want and dare to be exactly who they are. Libre is crafted with signature notes of lavender essence from France and Moroccan orange blossom, combined with glowing warm vanilla from Madagascar that pushes it to the extreme, creating a long-lasting vanilla twist on the floral fragrance. Gift freedom. Gift Libre.
Quarter in front of 3 o'clock in the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday with Mason in Ireland. Pepe Montillas here, Michael Thompson, Lakers. Can we?
Sorry.
Is this San Diego?
I was talking about Jacob Marani there for a second. Sorry. Roll on.
Small market, man.
Oh, screw you.
Coverage begins at 6 o'clock
the
tonight.
The guy who talks about Mic One is not working on the show.
But that's, people want behind the scenes. That's the kind of radio station we've built.
Correct.
People want to see behind the scenes.
Yes,
like,
I get it.
A video that was just shot of Cappy and I reuniting.
Oh, that's beautiful.
By the way, Cappy coming up at 4 o'clock.
That's sweet.
They'll walk you up Sonato with Cappy to the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip off. Lakers, who are they playing tonight? I keep screwing
Toronto.
Up. Toronto. 7:30 tip off. You can hear it on 7:10 a.m. and of course in crystal clear digital audio on the all new ESPN LA app. Yes, Michael.
People want to hear how the sausage is made, right?
Yep.
And how Pepe smells.
And how the sausage feels, Pepe. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Meanwhile, time for wheel question. Or not wheel question. Time for What's Up, Fool? Hit the thing.
What's Up, Fool is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It's fate. It's friendship. It's mezcal. Dos hombres.
Pepe, let's get on the mic together. And we're
going
to say,
beautiful.
Take it away, producer Laura. Ready?
Take it away, producer Laura.
There we go.
Thanks, Pepe. All right, so the refs in any league are no strangers to criticism. But last night, Jaylen Brown had some words to the refs, the NBA refs to be exact. It doesn't make any sense to me. I went up and asked, did I get hit on the head? And it looks at me straight in the face and says, no, you did not get hit on the head. That cost our team the game, and you expect us not to get frustrated. So he continues and says that he doesn't believe he should be fined for calling out the refs, but definitely thinks this should be investigated.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that players should be allowed to criticize refs and not get fined?
Everybody is too thin-skinned. They absolutely, if Jaylen Brown feels like he got hit in the head, well, of course you should say it. You know what it does, Mace? It promotes debate.
Correct, it does.
I think the NBA and every other league is stupid to fine people for criticizing the officials.
Yeah, why would you stop the people who are involved from saying all the stuff that we say? Like, it is a free country, man. If you think you got screwed, say you got screwed.
Michael, what do you think?
Yeah, if a referee missed a call, you should be able to point it out. You just can't, you know, question their integrity because you don't want to question
their integrity. No, you can say they're bad at their job.
But you can say he missed the call or something like that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Michael, you've been around for a long time.
Yes,
and you
play
long basketball and all
time.
That.
Long time.
How many players, when they're playing basketball, how many players, when they had a foul, they said, I did it?
No, nobody ever does. This ain't golf.
Nobody made a game. Foul. There's never been a foul.
No,
exactly. Yeah. Like from the looks on those guys' faces.
That's right. Who be?
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, when I got in the station today, I saw that Kelly Stafford was trending a little bit on Twitter.
Yeah.
So the clothing store in Detroit, the Detroit Line, put out a Instagram post calling for fans not to wear Matthew Stafford's Lion jersey to the game this Sunday. And Kelly Stafford commented on it, said, well, this is sad because it's completely opposite of how we feel about the city, but Matthew has always been the bigger person and will continue to be that, praying for an incredible game with zero injuries. My question to you guys, though, is how do you feel about the Matthew Stafford jersey ban from a Lions perspective?
Well,
it is weird.
Yeah. So if you see somebody at the game and they're wearing a Matthew Stafford Lions jersey, are they rooting for the Rams or the Lions?
It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I wouldn't do it because
it's nonsensical.
Yeah. Although, think about it. Let's say if Aaron Donald had been traded to the Lions. Now, everybody, you know, you always say, wear the jersey of a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Right. So,
but
if Aaron Donald got traded.
You left out a big word there.
Yeah.
Retired Hall of Famer.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I understand why people, I mean.
Like, so I'll give you an example. If you said to me, Ireland, I'm going to buy you a Laker jersey. I would probably do Kobe, or maybe I'd do a MT43. Now do Michael Thompson nice. 43. Wow. If they said, y'all buy a Rams jersey, I would go either Jack Youngblood or Deacon Jones. If they said, I'll buy a Dodger jersey, I would go Jackie Robinson, because it never goes out of style.
Right.
The risk you run if you buy a Matthew Stafford Lions jersey is exactly what happened.
Sure.
He gets traded.
But he's going to go down as a Lions legend.
Right.
A legendary player in the history of that franchise. And obviously, I think Lions fans are probably a little bit, I mean, they want their team to win, but they also, they are emotionally invested in Matthew Stafford, too. If you wore a jersey there, it's how you root. It's not what you wear. So you can cheer for your team. If you want to honor Matthew Stafford coming back to town, I think you should be able to wear your jersey.
You shouldn't buy a Dodger Jackie Robinson jersey, Mace. I mean, Ireland, because most people wouldn't know whose number that is, because there's no name on the back.
There's no, but you don't think if I walked around in a 42, they would 42. Know whose jersey that was?
I bet you 80% of the fans, the people wouldn't know whose
jersey. Wait a minute, but what about you the percentage of fans at Dodger Stadium?
They will know, right? That's what you're saying, Mike?
At a Dodger game,
at
Mike?
At a Dodger game?
I'm talking about, say, fans in the age from, say, 18 to 25.
Oh, Michael, I think you're completely wrong. So? There is a day in there's
I
Jackie
know.
Robinson Day where everybody wears the number. There's no,
true.
It's inavoidable. Everybody knows
way,
Jackie.
You but you're the one
the
who
movie,
said you don't know numbers.
The movie is called 42.
And
even I know
Michael,
that one.
In Do the Right Thing, Spike Lee has Robinson on the back of his jersey.
Well, Spike's our age. He wouldn't know who it is. I'm talking about young kids.
When we had the softball game, my number was 42.
There you go.
How old are you? You're 80 years old. Of course you know who Jackie Robinson is.
Tell you what, Pepe can get around the bases.
You, yeah.
Really. Oh, yeah.
Pitch runner.
Yeah.
You were the one who said you don't know numbers. What number does Steve Young wear?
I don't.
See, there you go.
No, I know 42. You're making my point. I think everybody knows 40.
Know
I think if you go to a Dodger game, everybody knows 42.
What was Sandy Koufax's number?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know numbers. I know 42.
You don't
You're
know
making
Sandy
my
Koufax's
point.
Koufax's number?
No clue. 9,
come
11,
on.
16.
See, there
42.
We go.
He has the most famous number in sports.
Yeah, don't know it.
What do you think the most famous number in sports is? Like, the more great players in different sports have won this jersey than anything
I'd
else.
I'd say 23.
No.
Nope.
I'll give you a hint.
We've got a lot of great ones.
I'll give you
a hint.
I'll just keep saying names till you get
got it.
Jim Brown,
mm-hmm.
Magic Johnson.
32.
O.J. Simpson. There you go.
Okay. I got Magic. I know.
Yeah.
I do better with Lakers than I do. Okay. You throw
if
out
I,
other
if
names.
If I was going to wear a jersey other than Jackie Robinson, it would be Koufax.
Yeah,
Koufax is a great jersey. Yeah.
All right, Laura, what's next?
What's up, fool? All right, guys, I believe timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about timing. Ryan Garcia pulled a fast move. So he announced the birth of his second child, a little baby boy.
Oh,
congratulations
nice.
To him and
all
his
right.
wife.
Forgive me, but who is Ryan Garcia?
Oh, come
he's
on.
Boxer.
He's a boxer.
Okay.
Yeah, all boxer. Right. I should have started. It's okay.
What weight class?
140.
Okay.
Junior welter.
Okay.
Okay. But he didn't just announce that he had a baby boy.
Wait a minute. What else did you say?
That he's getting a divorce.
What? So one Instagram post, I just had a brand new baby.
Wait a minute.
So
are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
Read the post.
Oh, I
well,
have
it's
to
an Instagram
it.
Live.
It's like a
so it's audio. He actually went on Instagram Live
and said, "I have good news and bad news."
Basically, that's what it was. News and bad news.
Yeah. So there was definitely two. So it was a pretty little message about how he, you know, got a little baby boy, and then the other one's huge. So I'm not going to read everything, but it says, "As I step into a new chapter in my life, it's with a heavy heart that to share that Dre and I have decided to divorce. While this decision marks the end of our marriage, it's important to emphasize that our relationship as co-parents remains our top priority."
Oh, well, that's different than I thought he just said. And by the way, she's out.
No.
By the way, I'm on the market.
No, but it's still about timing. Like, hey, I just had a baby. My wife just gave birth. Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, we're getting divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
bad timing.
Yeah, that is bad
timing. He lost his last fight, right?
No, he won his last fight.
The previous one.
He lost to Gervonta Davis, but he's a good-looking guy. He's like the most handsome. Him and Cristiano Ronaldo are two best-looking athletes in America.
All right.
There you
take
go.
Michael's word for it.
Am I right, Laura?
Better looking than
right?
Rick Fox?
Ryan Garcia's aight.
You know, he's all right.
He's also a little short for me.
Yeah,
you know, I like tall
he's got
guys.
You know he's got the ladies after him.
Well, now he does.
I like him.
He announced
especially
it to the
now.
World. Yeah,
I like him a little different, Michael.
He's like, Laura, he's too pretty to be a boxer. He's a pretty boy. He's a handsome fella.
But I know good comes from Instagram Live. Does anything good come from...
Instagram Live's good.
Everybody gets in trouble on Instagram Live.
I don't.
What's good about yours?
I just hang out with people.
Right.
Like, we just hang out and drink.
When do you do yours?
So I used to do it Wednesdays at 9:30 Pacific Standard Time, but we are restructuring that because I do come in earlier.
You're changing
now.
Time slots?
I am changing time
slots. Got it. So it's Wednesday nights at what?
Probably 8 p.m.
8 p.m. I will check it out. Don't get in trouble, please. Do not get in trouble.
I do not get in trouble. I'm a good girl.
John, you want to go? You should go on Instagram Live.
Never.
Do it.
I'll do it.
Do it. $100.
Oh, look at him!
He's going to do it for $100.
Give me $100.
He's going to do it right
now. Wait, does he have Instagram?
He does.
No, I don't. I don't think.
You're going to get the app now just for $100?
Oh, my God. We got to get this.
Yesterday, all right, and I got cash.
I may need somebody to show me how to do it.
I got you. Hold up. I got you.
Okay, Laura. I'm going to try and find it on my phone. We'll do it in the next hour.
Okay.
I got you.
Don Ireland, Instagram Live. Coming up.
That's interesting.
All right.
Just for money.
Anything for $100. All right, coming up next, what will the narrative about Jared Goff be after Sunday night's game against the Rams? We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.